Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Empires Kojo Baka, a look now at our stories. The director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, ISE, Professor Peter Kwoti, has identified Ghana's economic crisis as primarily stemming from a fiscal deficit problem. Professor Kwoti proposes that managing the country's debt challenge requires legislative action to cap government borrowing. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the quarterly economic roundtable here in Accra.
Once we solve the deficit problem, then we can look at the existing debt. How do we manage it? Let's put a cap. We legislate it. Don't just say it. So the parliament will have an oversight and monitor and ensure that our debt GDP doesn't exceed, let's say, 60%. We'll also look at some of the indicators, growth in export revenue, because we paid our debt through our export revenue. So we minimize the debt, ensure value for money, borrow to invest, don't borrow to consume. That will not help us.
Professor Peter Kwoti is the Executive Director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, ISE. At the same program, the Imani Center for Policy and Education asserted that approximately 30% of Ghana's economic challenges stem from the ineffective execution of projects by the Ministry of Special Development Initiative. Franklin Kujo is the President of Imani.
The Bank of Ghana knows very well that they have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that they do not just bankroll anything the Ministry of Finance comes. Value for money, they don't meet any serious criteria. Look at the Ministry of Special Development Initiative. That ministry single-handedly, I can tell you, 30% of the problems we had economically was due to that ministry.
Franklin Kujo is the president of Imani. Now, the chief executive for the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Yofi Grant, has been defending the decision to amend the GIPC law to take out the capital requirements for foreign businesses. According to him, the move is geared towards ensuring a more competitive business environment for foreign direct investment. Mr. Grant was addressing the business community at the ongoing Ghana European Union Business Forum here in Accra.
So for us, the ideal connection will be to find foreign direct investment that partners with local indigenous business and have local people either plant themselves in the supply chains or value chains of foreign direct investment. So to the extent that that law did not do anything for us, we thought that maybe we should, you know, either remove it fully or before it was passed. The foreign investor was required to bring in $10,000. And so the billing, and that was done to show that they had some commitment in the market.
Yofi Grant is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. To some other stories, more investors in the tech space have described Ghana's digital environment as conducive for the expansion of data centers to serve the West African region. They are hopeful the expansion of data centers will provide an opportunity for small businesses to grow by reaching the world market. Speaking to Joy Business after investing over $30 million to expand its data centers in Ghana, Managing Director, Head of Infrastructure Investments, Africa 50, and Board Chairman, Pax Data Centers, Raza Hasnani, said it is time for small businesses and SMEs to take advantage of ICT infrastructure expansion.
Data centers are a very important theme for Africa 50 because we are trying to accelerate the digital transformation of the continent. We're trying to bring Africa's data home here. We're trying to increase business continuity. We're trying to increase connectivity. And one of our core themes is improving people's livelihoods. And data centers basically touch on every one of those themes. So very critical strategy for us.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
More money, challenge, and enjoyment. We not say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo. EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded.
Hey, my God.
Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Hello again and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? It started as an idea for a competition, but now the three young fabricators behind Jay's Design Innovations are poised to commercialize their product, an adjustable barbecue grill machine. It's one of the solutions the team has created to make the lives of users easier whilst promoting good health and wellness. Today, we bring you the concluding part of our feature on Jay's Design Innovations on the Joy Business Fund. Enjoy.
An adjustable barbecue grill machine didn't seem an idea that would win a competition when Joseph Wating, Estella Gamadi, and Grant Agbodazi got together to participate in the Community Innovation Competition initiated by the Design Technology Institute. The idea to make the machine came after a visit to Jamestown here in Accra, where fish smoking is popular. The team explored ways to ease the stress faced by these fish smokers and also promote healthy practices. In a competition of 16 teams, the group made it to the first three, and that challenged them to step up their game, thinking of ways to improve on the adjustable barbecue grill machine. Team lead Joseph Wating shows us the final work.
With this grill, it has a two stainless steel mesh where you can be able to keep your fish within this mesh. Then you lock, there's a locker system that we use to lock our mesh. Then from there, you flip it this way so that your fish or your meat doesn't fall into the fire. Then over here also, we have the adjustable fire unit down here where you can adjust to minimize the temperature of the fire. So this is how it works.
The barbecue grill machine has an ashtray that collects ash from the fire, and the grill machine is also movable. This innovation won Jay's Design Innovations the competition.
We did our pitching, and lastly, we're waiting for the results to come. And at the end of the day, the adjustable barbecue grill machine came out first, and we're really happy about it because that day it was one of the happiest days in my life, because in the beginning of it, I didn't expect our idea to get that far.
That feat has become a stepping stone for the startup.
Now, currently, we've been able to register our business as a company. That's Jay's Design Innovations. And because we have been trained from a welding and fabrication background, that is the field we want to enter into. And the barbecue is not the only product we want to make. We intend to do all kinds of fabrication, that is metal fabrication.
The beginning stages for every startup is not easy. The young fabricators are seeking funding to enable them scale up.
Currently, our challenge is to acquire for equipment, seek for a place that we can start operating, and also get people coming in to fabricate or buy from us. You see, we fabricate all kinds of domestic stuff, including gates, balustrades, chairs, furnitures, tables. A whole lot things which are fabricated with metals. So that's what we are actually doing.
In the meantime, the team has come up with some marketing strategies.
A few that we are doing currently is doing the social media advertising. That is, we'll be able to come up with a flyer, online flyer that we are sending through Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, and other social media, including LinkedIn as well. Mm-hmm. Then also
talking to clients, that is
door to door, to tell them that, oh, this is what we do, and if you need of our service, we can be available. So currently, this is what we are doing at the moment.
The young fabricators took their work back to Jamestown, where they demonstrated how the adjustable barbecue grill machine works.
When we took the barbecue grill machine to Jamestown, people at first didn't know the use of it. But when we started grilling, a lot of people came around and they were very excited because it looks different and it's stress relieving. You're not getting your hands burnt. The excitement was very high. And just at the moment, we had someone even making an order.
That is fulfilling for the group, which has great plans for the future.
We intend to be one of the best welding and fabrication company with precision quality in Ghana. Yeah, so within the next, let's say, 5 years, we are looking up to set up a very huge workshop that contains a lot of workers, including also training young ones who also want to acquire the skill that we also learned.
You can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. And that's it for the entire bulletin for today. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Do enjoy your afternoon. Ignition is next.